got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Welcome to Dash and M's PLL podcast, episode 2.
The Jenna thing.
The Jenna thing. The first scene we've got is the girls all in that cafe, and I think it's like a wake type deal. Not just for them, just for the girls.
Yeah.
Straight after the funeral of Alison. I think the first thing I've got down here is the, do you think we looked guilty?
They didn't do anything wrong, which is what they say. We didn't do anything wrong.
But they do look guilty, like, all the time, in every scene of the whole show. They act guilty.
Probably because they think that they know, you know, that's who killed Alison, but they can't say it.
I don't think that they know.
No, I'm saying the whole Jenna thing is a very good motive for Jenna or...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But I just mean, like, yeah, I don't know. I think they look guilty, like, constantly. That was a stupid question.
True.
And then we've got Hannah drinking again.
Yes.
So I don't know if that's going to come up again. I assume it will because they keep showing random shots of her having a little bit of a sip, a little bit of a little nip.
The end of episode 1, Hannah gives Emily, like, the little flask.
Oh, yeah. She's like, go on, have a drink. I don't. Special occasion, whatever. Right.
Yep.
I think that will come up later.
But I think the most important thing that was mentioned at that wake thing was Spencer telling everyone that Alison was seeing an older guy. Well, no, I think that comes into play because we don't know who the older guy is, and maybe he's the one who killed her.
Oh, Spencer's telling about Alison, blah, blah, blah. I know this Alison secret.
Yeah.
And then Emily's like, oh, I knew she was hiding something from me.
Well, they could have just been close.
Yeah. But, like, the way she said it, I mean, us. I mean, me and her just used to have butt sex all the time.
How do they have butt sex?
I don't know. Things can be purchased.
Okay, and then Jenna comes in with her tap, tap, tapping.
And her ability to clear a room like a fucking stale fart.
How does she even get around town? Like, it's in the dark as well, and she's blind and she's got no guide dog.
I've got that down as well. I know this blind lady and she has to like be trained like off certain routes of the town she can go. Like her and her dog have to know certain routes. You don't just get to walk around wherever. And she has a dog.
Who?
This lady that I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
This blind lady that I know.
Yeah.
And so like basically Jenna just being able to cruise around town with her stick doing whatever she wants is pretty unrealistic.
Well, I don't think we're supposed to really take it.
I don't think Jenna's supposed to be really blind. That's the biggest thing.
I think she is really blind.
You think she is?
I think she's blind, but maybe not completely. Like, she can still see a little bit and she's not really letting on.
Well, at least we know she has a really good singing voice. And then we're on to Hannah's place. So Hannah's...
Wait, what? One other thing I wanted to say was, how does Jenna, like, she may be blind, but she's not, like, deaf, so... When they all decide to get up and leave, I'm pretty sure she can tell that they're all leaving. And she's probably got their smell down or whatever, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, she's just a Saint Bernard. Like, she's a fucking beagle. Is that you, Emily?
Actually, no, you know what?
She probably doesn't. The police force should hire. She should work at an airport. Cocaine! No, she just stands over the bag. She gets a treat.
Where the hell do you come up with this crap?
She gets a little treat.
I retract my statement then. She can't smell them.
She can't smell them.
No.
The human sense of smell is so weak compared to nearly everything else in the animal.
Okay, but you know how they say, like, when you lose one sense, then the other senses come.
Yeah, but that, I think when it comes to humans, that's predominantly hearing. So, yeah, she can hear people get up, but I don't think she would be able to know
who. No, I don't think she has a super sense of smell. I think she just takes notice of smell more.
Yeah.
Like,
so her spidey sense tingles. And...
No, like, I mean, like, because she can't see someone.
I know that, her smell gets, I know what you're saying, it gets amplified, but the human sense of smell is really, really
no,
weird.
No, not even that. I just mean, like, she'll associate a smell with a person. Like, she always knows that.
But she's, like, across the room. That's my point.
She walked straight in. She walked straight past them.
I don't know. I don't know if she can smell certain people. All
right.
She could probably associate a smell with a place, like her home or a coffee shop or something, but I don't think that her sense of smell is that she can single out a particular person.
Well, not single out, but like, you know, she'll be able to tell with the types of perfume. Yep.
These are 16-year-old American white. No, one of them's not quite white. And they had bacon for breakfast.
No, okay, listen. I was watching that show Covert Affairs the other day, and one of the characters is blind, and he can always tell when someone comes in the room because the person always wears the same perfume.
Yeah, but it's probably someone that he's with all the time. Like, that she hasn't, she doesn't know those.
Someone he just met pretty much like 2 days ago.
Yeah, I bet he's got a boner for her, though.
He can't see her.
But he has a boner for her.
No, he doesn't.
A little bit does. Oh,
let's talk about this show and not that show then.
Okay. Let's go to Hannah's place.
Okay.
We've got, like, Hannah's mum, first of all, pours milk into this random cup and then just leaves it there. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it's like a weird, like, squarish cup.
It's like a square cup. And she just pours, I've watched that episode a couple of times. Every time she just pours this little bit of milk and then just that cup just sits there and then they leave the house. So I don't know if that milk's for, like, the milk fairy or...
I think they were making coffee.
Yeah, but no one stays. They both leave. They're like, okay, let's go now. And then they leave. And maybe then there's this little cup of milk.
They poured it into a flask, into a little alcohol flask or something. Maybe it was Bailey's.
You said it's that little, it's probably Bailey's. No, it's that little cup. And it was like a thing of milk. It is the weirdest thing. I'm like, why? Why would you make her do that? Because obviously they've written that into the scene. Like, you know, she's standing there.
Is that the episode, is that the first episode or the second episode where like they're both kind of like, flowing where like one person pours the coffee and then they turn around and someone else pours the milk.
No, I think that's this one.
Oh, okay. Well, what the only thing I wrote is what is she wearing for school? She just was wearing like something that you would wear to like a fancy dinner or something.
That's the point of Pretty Little Liars. This show is
a whole fashion program.
Okay,
I
was to say for the specific purpose of research, I watched 2 episodes of Gossip Girl last night and it is fucking shit. Oh my god, I watched it because I wanted to get, like, there's so many comparisons to PLL and Gossip Girl, and I've never watched it. And it is the worst show, it's so bad. And they dress, this is my dig at PLL. Even in Gossip Girl, they don't dress as well as they do in Pretty Little Liars.
Well, I think they're meant to be richer in Gossip Girl as well.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Okay, then we've got the Aria's place, the scene with Piper and Daddy Whore and... Aria.
You need to find a name for him that's not Daddy Whore.
Why can't we call him Daddy Whore? That's what he is.
Alright.
And Piper and Aria are looking hot.
Yeah, they are.
I'd like them to make out.
They're mum and daughter.
I want Tegan and Sarah to make out. And they're related in real life.
I think Aria's being pretty bitchy at breakfast.
Nah.
I think your family's demand should come first.
Well, it's true. And
yeah,
like,
but he's just come back from a year off.
From trying to get away from his friggin'...
Yeah, okay, fine, whatever, but he still has so much work to do.
Yeah, I get that, I get it, but, like, I don't get either of them. I don't get how he hasn't told Piper, and I don't get how Aria hasn't told Piper.
I guess, I'm more talking about how, like, she's mad that he has to work.
Oh, but she's not. She's not mad that he has to work. If he actually had to work, she wouldn't be cut. She's mad because she thinks that he's going to go screwing around. She's, like, already suspecting that he's back with his mistress bitch.
I don't think that he's that stupid.
Well, I don't think he is either. But, like, I'm just saying, like, I understand her reaction to being home again. Especially because, like, Ella / Piper is so awesome and hot.
I know, she's so sweet.
And hot.
Yeah.
Oh, and I just want to throw in one more thing. She didn't get those from Curvy Girl. What is everyone's obsession with skinny Hannah? Skinny popular Hannah, like... Again, with the Hannah wasn't fat before.
Well, like I said, we probably saw her when she was...
Getting skinnier.
Really
I know,
skinny.
But I can't imagine her ever being, like, a massive heifer. Like, I don't think she was ever, like, a horrendously huge gluttonous... Like,
I can't see it.
She was never the blob. Like,
I think maybe she was kind of biggish, but probably not fat.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think she was probably chubs. And you know what I think more than anything? Allison made her feel
like
she
was bigger
than she
thought.
Was.
Yeah.
Like, so, but the thing I'm just like, everyone keeps coming to it. Like, Hannah's mom is all like, oh, I'm so glad you're a big, huge, popular bitch slut. And then, like, I'm glad your best friend that's popular is dead, so you get to be the most popular one.
And maybe it was Hannah's mum that killed Allison.
Probably. All the mums in this show are really the actual... Like, this show will just end up next season, will be like, Pretty Little Liars, the moms. And then you've got, like, Hannah's evil mum killing Allison with Transformer Emily's mum, like, vacuuming up Allison's dead body. With a huge transformer vacuum. They chopped her into little bits and then put her in a little tiny coffee cup and vacuumed her up.
And then Piper will come along and freeze everyone. Have to get her sisters.
Yeah, and vanquish them. After, that's what will happen. Piper will vanquish the evil mums of Rosewood.
No, but
that's
seriously.
That's my prediction for the end of the show.
It's actually a possibility that Hannah's mum could be A. I mean, not A, could be Allison's killer. Because I don't think A and Allison's killer are the same person.
No. Well, you don't really know that Allison's dead, like 100%. Nobody's seen her body. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But they've obviously examined her body because the guy...
Yeah, but see, we haven't gotten that far into it yet. We haven't gotten that deep into the story. Like, we don't know exactly what's happened.
Yeah, okay. But, like, the police officer was saying that they examined the body and she suffered head trauma and all that kind of stuff.
But so it's a year. She's decomposed a little bit.
Yeah, they just have to get bones onto the show.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's the thing, but we don't know. Like, they could have found, say, some of Allison's stuff with her body and just been like, it's definitely her, but it might not necessarily. Maybe we don't know if they've done DNA testing and stuff like that. Didn't he say forensics haven't been involved yet? Like, or forensics haven't done their full-on tests?
I don't know.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, don't rule out the possibility that Allison is still alive. She probably isn't, and A is probably someone else, but I wouldn't rule out the possibility that she's still kicking.
Okay. All right. Well, are we finished at Arya's house? Did anything else happen?
I think that's pretty good.
All right. So the next scene is when Maya comes over to Emily's house and sits with her on her front porch.
And has a nice little sensuous sip of her coffee.
Who takes someone's coffee and says, I'd rather have yours?
Fucking lesbian. That's who.
The whole scene is lame.
Oh, like, it's fucking shit. And there's so many horrible, disgusting metaphors.
And like, I don't think that, I really don't think Bianca's very good at acting.
Oh, she's terrible. They bring over teddy bears. And I get it, I do. But like, I can't sleep in your dead best friend's house while her ghost is trying to fucking put her hands down my panties. When I'd really rather be sharing yours.
They talk about taking the posters down. Emily talks about, you know, saying someone should really go and take those posters down. I'm surprised Maya didn't jump up and, like, you know, ride a little bike around and take all the posters
down.
I'll do it! And put pictures of herself up instead so that Emily could look at them.
So then we've got Optimus Mum comes out and she doesn't like the heavy petting. For a second, did you see that little flinch in her eye? That little, what's going on?
No.
There's a little second where she comes out and they're kind of cuddling and she's going...
Oh, she's like, yeah.
She cranks that vacuum clean. She's going to clean the lesbianness out of Rosewood. But then she's all like, what? Heavy petting? Why don't you sleep in ours?
She's like, you can stay in Emily's room because their mansion doesn't have more rooms. Yeah. Apparently.
There's no people mourning the dead at our house. Would you like to come over?
Do they live next door to each other?
Obviously, I think they do.
Okay.
But, yeah, I just felt like it was strange to go from, I'm disgusted at your hugging, to, you can sleep in Emily's room. Optimus Mom activate.
I don't think she was disgusted. I think she was just like, who is that? Like,
no,
really
she
know
wasn't
her.
Disgusted, but if you rewatch the scene, there's just this flinch in her eye, this little, what are you?
No, you know what it is? I think it's because they're Asian and they don't like, you know, PDA or any sort of affection.
No, I think it's because they're, well, what did we discard they were? Filipino, Scottish.
Yeah.
Fottish.
That's what the actress who plays
Okay,
Emily
but what's
is.
Her family supposed
I'm
to be?
I'm pretty sure they're all meant to be Filipino.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
They look pretty Mexican.
They're not Mexican. What the hell? You're like the most racist person ever.
Oh, okay. You can pretty much say that I am the least racist person you know.
Okay. She's not really
can
racist.
Can you please put it out there that I'm like not racist at all? Okay. And I'm not American, so how the fuck would I know what a Mexican person looks like? Really? I don't fucking know. Shay is Filipino, okay? I know a whole family of Filipinos. They don't look Filipino.
Shay's half Australian, half Filipino.
Okay, but I know his mum and all her family. She's completely Filipino.
All right, well, I think they're meant to be Filipino. I think. Or some kind
of
Asian.
I'd like to know, because they don't look Filipino.
You know how her mum was taken so aback when she came to, like, shake her hand, but Maya came up and hugged her instead?
Yeah, and she's like, oh, you're black.
Maybe her mum's the racist one.
We don't have black people in Rosewood. Maybe her mum is an Optimus Clan member. Optimus Clan.
You're so obsessed.
She's getting Maya to come into her house so she can go back to Maya's house secretly in the middle of the night and put clan stuff all around there so that they think that A is this dead clan member.
What? You are off your chops. I have no idea what you're talking about anymore.
Anyway, so next scene.
That was a bad scene. So Spencer.
Rapidly out-hotting fucking Emily all the way.
I didn't think she was that hot in that scene.
That is my favorite. Like, so far of the entire show that I've seen, that's my favorite scene.
What, her hitting hockey balls into a goal?
Anything sounds bad when you describe it like that.
Why doesn't she tie up her hair? She's just like going,
oh, nah. Love everything about it. Like, that is the scene where I went, now I love Spencer. She's my favorite, and I think she'll be my favorite till the show is finished.
And how about Maya sticking her foot in her mouth?
Continues to be horrendously inappropriate, doesn't she? She's just horrible.
And what does she say about Brad Pitt?
Oh, she says, I think me and Brad Pitt are missing the same sensitivity chip. But yeah, that must refer to something Brad Pitt said in the media that was somehow wrong in some way. But well, I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Does anyone know?
If anyone knows, just email us or Twitter us or something. What's it called? Tweeting. Tweet us.
Yes.
Tweet? Okay. I don't like Twitter, so.
Only I use the Twitter.
M does all the Twittering.
Because I'm a twat. I like to twat. I mean, tweet.
But yeah, basically the whole scene is pointless, really, except for showing Spencer is, oh my God, hot.
I don't get how they have this much time before school. I don't know about you, but when I had to be at school at 8:30, I would wake up at 8 o'clock, have a shower, and then get dropped off. I wouldn't hang around and like...
But that shows, I think that shows more than anything just Spencer's drive. Because Maya and Emily are ready for school. They're just going to have a coffee before school. But what? Spencer's like...
Nah, how does she have time to, like, play hockey, have a shower, and then go to school?
Maybe she doesn't shower. That's hot.
She just comes to school smelling.
She does not need to shower. You don't need to shower, Spencer. You don't need to do anything for me, love. Just keep showing up.
But, like, again, like, Maya and Emily were sitting out on their front porch just drinking coffee and then going to buy coffee as well.
I don't know. Well...
They must be obsessed with coffee.
Obviously. All people in these kind of shows are. It's stupid.
Not just...
Americans
the
don't drink tea like we do.
Yeah, I love tea.
We love tea. So do the British. Haha, Americans. Probably they don't have any tea because we drank it all.
The actresses are also obsessed with coffee. Because yeah. I follow them on Twitter.
That and energy twats all the time. She's constantly twatting.
She's a good twat though. I love her twats.
She twats between shoots apparently. Spencer is hot. Okay, so we've got basically...
The school.
We're at the school, and J.D. Salinger, a.k.a. Mr. Fitz.
Why would he be J.D. Salinger?
I don't know. He just acts like the all-American writer. He's like John Steinbeck. It's like, you know how you have Superman and then you have Smallville?
Yeah.
We have John Steinbeck and then you have him.
Okay. All right. I don't understand why he just doesn't let her transfer out. Like, why is he trying to keep her there?
Because he wants to bone her.
Yeah, but it would be easier for him to bone her if, like, people don't notice them together.
That's their only connection. That's their only time where they can see each other without it being wrong. Like, if he's seeing her outside of class, that he shouldn't be doing that. Okay. But if she's in his class, he legitimately has a reason to be talking to her.
I know, but...
I know what you're saying. That's what someone would do. But they're... falling in love. Right. So they're doing things that aren't logical and that are stupid. But Aria, you got to give her props. She's trying to leave the class.
Yeah.
And he signed the paper. So they're trying. I mean, they're making a weak, weak, weak effort to get out of it.
He should just transfer to a different school and make a date on the sly.
It's still wrong. And he's not going to do that because he wants to be with her. Plus, it's his first teaching job. How's it going to look to be like, I'm a weak and I don't want to transfer? So that's basically what we have. And he signs the paper and she's trying to get out of his class. Then it pans around and you see Emily and Hannah, and they're all in their
lockers
and all that.
So first we see Hannah with Mona,
who is
super annoying.
Oh, so annoying. She's crap. And then
Then Hannah goes to her Ken doll boyfriend.
Yeah, he looks like that gay guy from Saved.
I can't remember that movie.
Oh, he looks like that guy. And then
he just looks gay.
Yeah, he's serious. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up being gay. Then we see Emily and her boyfriend, who I know this has been referred to before. You're going to say this as well, aren't you?
Yep.
He looks like Jacob.
He does look like Jacob Black. Like Jacob.
But here's something I noticed. His mouth kind of looks like the missing puzzle piece to Arya's chin. Did anyone else notice what? That?
He's got a really big mouth?
No, his mouth goes in that weird Joker mouth way face thing where her chin could just perfectly align.
What is your obsession with Arya's chin?
I don't know. It sounds like that Postal Service song that, like, when we kiss, we're perfectly aligned. I think him and Arya should hook up.
I don't know. He's secretly a werewolf, so
yeah.
I don't know if that will work out.
Well, maybe Emily will meet. Like, maybe Maya's going to turn out to be like Edward.
Okay, so then we get a text from A onto Arya's new phone. That's, I think it's her third phone this week.
She's obviously sponsored by fucking some phone company for just being awesome.
Yeah. So that saying that dead girl's walking. So, again, my theory that A is someone at the school. Maybe it's not a student, but there's someone at the school. Because how would they know that
all four of them... But that's the whole point. How do they know where they are anywhere? Like, it could be anyone. It could still be anyone.
Yeah, but it's got to be someone who was at the school.
Not necessarily. How do you know they're not bugged? How do you know they don't have... Someone's not videoing them. How do they know they're not being surveillanced or whatever?
Do you think they're being, like... Oh, maybe it is...
Surveilled.
Maybe it is that, like, Detective Dickface guy,
and
he just has surveillance on all the girls.
Could be. Could be anyone. That's my whole point. Like, you can't rule out anyone right now. You can't even rule out that it's Allison. You can't rule out that it's Jenny. You can't rule out that it's Detective Dickface. You can't rule out that it's not Optimus Mum.
All right.
Maybe she's just trying to clean up the streets. Okay.
So the next bit's the interrogation, which is not meant to be an interrogation, but it actually is.
Totally is.
Have you noticed that Spencer's always the kind of, like, leader?
Her and Arya, yeah. We've spoken about this before, that they both have the strong personalities, and Hannah and Emily are just followers.
Yeah. I actually think they are hiding something that they don't even say when they're not around, like,
adults. Oh, yes, they are. They've alluded to that before.
I think more so they're all hiding something that they haven't told the others either.
That's the point of the show.
Yeah, but I'm saying about what they know about Allison.
Yeah. They know things about Allison. Allison knows things about them. They all know something about what's going on. They all know different secrets. The whole point is that they all have secrets. And that's why they can't come clean with the truth. Like, I think that none of them have particularly done anything wrong.
Yeah.
It's just that they're afraid to know everyone, like, that they all have secrets.
Yeah. I just think if they just told each other everything, they'd be able to piece together what the fuck happened that night.
I think Detective Dickface is trying to groom them for a sex cult.
What?
I think he's trying to groom them for some kind of evil Jonestown sex cult. And he's just saying, like, I know you all have secrets, so now you have to be in this porn movie. Otherwise, I'm going to show everyone what's going on.
I don't get that vibe from Detective Dickface. I just think he's a dick.
Who wants to be in a sex cult?
Maybe he does. Who knows?
And I think Hannah looked a little bit interested. Because she's got so many daddy issues.
They all have daddy issues.
Yeah, but Hannah's like, I miss my daddy. I'll be in your sex cult.
Oh, that's just wrong. Nothing really happened except for the interrogation and them saying that they didn't really know anything. So the next bit's in the lunchroom.
Yeah.
And they're talking about how they shouldn't have lied to the Detective Dickface. Apparently we're just lying about the drinking.
Yeah.
Is that what they're talking about?
No, they're lying about how they know... They're arguing that they should tell him about the Jenna thing.
Because it's a good reason for Jenna to be mad at Allison.
It's a motive,
yeah,
basically. Yeah. But Spencer's like, there's no point. It's going to ruin our lives, which I don't think is true. Because it's just like a backyard thing going wrong. Like, and they were young and I don't...
That still doesn't matter. They're still accessories to, like, a fire.
Yeah, but I don't think it would ruin their lives.
And it hurts. Yeah.
Probably Spencer. Spencer only cares because Spencer's going to go to some Ivy League school. Like, she's the only reason she's the only one that really cares.
I think they all care because then people will look at them differently. And
we all know that you can't have people look at you differently in Rosewood.
No. Well,
yeah. Nobody's mum's going to be pleased about that.
And then also, like, I think it goes on their permanent records and they'll get a police file and they could even go to, like, juvenile detention.
But I doubt that they would. Like,
Yeah, they'll probably get off. Like, all their mums would just Allison have sex with Detective Dickface. And then
everyone's mums has a big detective orgy. But Allison was really the instigator of the whole thing, and they were just accessories. So I don't think that they would get a severe penalty.
But the thing is, like, they could paint it like that, but no one will actually know if it's the truth or not, because exactly. Everyone thought that Allison was a sweet girl and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. Anyway, they're afraid to tell him about the Jenna thing, which we're yet to find out about what the actual Jenna thing is.
Until the flashback happens.
Cyclops is back. So they invite Cyclops to sit at their table. And she's obviously, like, the number one enemy of the sisterhood. So why would... I don't get the fact she even invited her.
I think because Arya and Emily are like, the nice ones. And it would have been one of them. And I think they just feel guilty. Like, they can't fix her vision and they can't admit to what happened. So they just want to try and include her or make her feel...
But she's an obvious super bitch.
Who? Jenna?
Yeah.
I don't think she's a super... Well, I think she's... She's just bitter. I mean, you lost your sight, you know, and you're only 16 years old.
She kind of taunts them with her knowingness.
Yeah, of course.
Like, she obviously knows what's going on.
Yeah, of course she knows. I'm sure, like... She knew who really threw that firecracker.
The other thing I noticed is that you can pick up on her accent.
Yes, quite a fair bit. You can. What does she say?
Don't know. A couple of things she says, though. You can pick it up. It's not a dirty word.
You can say blind.
Yeah.
It's not a dirty word.
Yeah. So, but I mean, her accent gets progressively better. But in that first sort of few scenes she's in, you can really hear it.
Yeah.
And then we go to the flashback.
Yep. All right, so the next bit is the flashback.
Basic points we learn from the flashback.
They all get naked together.
Number one, Emily's a huge lesbian. Number two, Arya's a huge goth. Number three, Hannah's a huge fatty. She's fucking massive. Like, they had to roll her. They had to roll her out the door. And... Spencer isn't willing to stand up to Allison, who is a humongous, super Hitler-sized bitch who forces them to do something against their will, basically, and they don't even know that Toby guy saw them through the window.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, maybe, so vague, maybe, they exploded Jenna's eyes out.
Well, there was a fire, and then they're alluding to the fact that that's how Jenna lost her eyes out.
They exploded like fireworks.
Yeah, and her skin didn't get any cuts or anything. It's just her eyesight.
That's what I mean. I think two little tiny eye bombs popped into her eyes.
Yeah, I thought the flashback was good, though. I liked it.
Yeah, it's cool. But the Hannah fat thing, that's so bad.
No, I think by this point she's
quite thin. They dressed her so frumpy, though.
I think she's still thinking like she thinks that she's fat, so she's still dressing like she thinks she's fat.
You know who doesn't think someone's fat? Emily. She doesn't think Allison's fat. She doesn't think there's anything wrong with that bitch. It's like she stares at her so obviously, like, I want to lay you so bad.
But when you're, like, 15 years old and you're in love with someone, you can't help but look at someone like that. You don't realise how it looks to other people.
I don't know. I did. But I don't think that Jenna's going to be blind.
You think she's not blind?
No, I don't think she's blind. I think she's got some evil plot going on.
I think she's blind. I mean, or maybe she was, like, she was blind and she's starting to get her sight back, possibly.
How do you get your sight back when a bomb explodes in your face?
Maybe, like, I don't know, she's going to the doctor and they're reconstructing nerves in her eyeballs. I don't know.
Nerve reconstruction. I don't know. No, I'm not sure about that.
And then they looked fucking guilty.
Yeah.
They did. That's what they got a text from A.
And then the flashback ends, yeah. They get the text from A saying, what does it say?
If only she could see how guilty you looked.
Yeah, right, and then now. They all sit around looking like they're going to vomit up their tacos or whatever.
Their school lunches. Yeah, they look pretty guilty.
Yep.
So then we go to the classroom.
Yep.
And Mona is late. She calls Mr. Fitz Mr. Fritz.
And it's not even funny and yeah. It has no point.
I don't get why they did that.
Another thing that they really tried to put across is that... Spencer is infinitely hotter than Emily.
When do they try that?
They just show her on the screen.
Your obsession with Spencer is creepy.
Well, I hope she's listening.
She probably isn't, because she probably listened to the first one where you called her a sex on a stick, and she probably doesn't listen anymore.
Oh, I want you. Anyway, so then we get Arya's class swap is declined and she's sufficiently stoked, and JD Salinger is sufficiently stoked.
I am so over the Arya-Ezra storyline now. I really...
Only because you've watched the episode like 3 times.
No.
You probably weren't over it the first time.
No, I was. I mean, like, I'm just over their forbidden love. Like, just get over it. You can't be together, right? Just move on.
Tell that to every single romance storyline in the history of the world. Tell that to Romeo and Juliet.
They should
tell that to the people in The Notebook.
I haven't seen that.
Tell that to interracial couples.
Just get over it. What? Interracial couples can be together.
Yeah, but that's the point. So can they. But there's people that think that they can't.
No, legally, they can't.
You know who else can't be together? Hitler and his gay boyfriend. Did they have a big cry about it? No, they started a war. They were productive.
I just think that it's just... I'm so over it.
But anyway, they're basically stoked because they don't have to be forced to not be around. They basically tried to do the right thing and they got declined. So now they're, woohoo, we can make sweet, sweet love in the back of the classroom with our eyes. That song they play at the end of the scene is really good, though.
Yeah, what was the song?
I don't know. Something about a Saturday, blah, blah, blah. It's cool.
I'll have to look it up.
Okay. Well, next scene.
Is that all that happened in that scene?
Pretty much.
So we're in Hannah's house and they're studying. And then she tries to make out with her boyfriend.
And he's gay, so she gets pissed at.
I don't know. You know how he says he wants to wait? I think it's not cool that she's trying to pressure him into it. Because if it was the other way around, if she wanted to wait and he wanted to pressure into it, everyone would be like, what's he doing? He's trying to pressure.
She just needs validation because she thinks she's still a humongous fatty. In my opinion, she is. You're not fat, Hannah, and you never were.
No, I think he is trying to validate. He's like, he's telling her that he, you know.
Oh, no, I get that, but I think he's gay.
He probably is, but I mean, like, I just don't think it's cool that she's trying to pressure him into having sex when he's obviously wanted to wait.
I'm not knocking him or anything.
Because, I
don't think it's this waiting thing. I think the whole point of the storyline and the whole thing is that he really likes Allison. Like, Hannah's just like a paled comparison. Like, he doesn't really like her that way. Like, she's right. Basically, her fears are founded. Like, I get that he wants to wait because he's a priest boy and everything, but I think that it's mostly because he doesn't feel that way about her.
I just think it's not cool that she was trying to pressure him, and if it was the other way around, then people would be all up in arms and shit about it, but...
But basically, the whole scene's point is to show you why Hannah drinks.
Because she can't get any sexing.
Because she's a humongous heifer that no one wants to have sex with. And she killed her evil best friend or whatever.
Do you actually think Hannah killed Allison?
No.
Do you think any of them actually did it?
No.
Even accidentally or anything? No. Not even Spencer?
No. Maybe. No.
Maybe
no.
Then Spencer would go to jail and then they'd have to have like this hot
never
lesbian.
Speak about Spencer that way again. Spencer never did anything wrong. She's the innocent in all of this.
Really?
Yes. So then Detective Dickface shows up to bone the mum, and I think that the priest boy looks a little bit disappointed that he can't stick around.
Why would he want to stick around?
Because he wants a little bit of that dick in his up in his business.
I don't think he's gay.
Nah, I don't think he's, but I think he's in real life. I don't know who you are, Mr. Actor Dude, but I think you're a bit gay. Do you know
Sean,
that you are?
Sean Ackard, I think his name is.
How do you know that?
Because I just...
He's like the most minimal character. Anyway, Sean Ackard, I think you're a bit gay. You should probably see someone about that.
Because being gay is so wrong.
Yeah.
That
I
was
hate,
me being
I
sarcastic.
I hate the gays. I hate the gays.
I love the gays.
I hate them. They should all... burn.
I wish I was gay.
I am really gay, P.S. Australia just voted for its Prime Minister and...
They haven't come to a decision yet.
No, it's a hung parliament. Hasn't happened for 70 years. My point is I voted for the people that support the gays.
Yes, so did I.
Because I'm a gay.
And I'm a gay too.
We're all gays up in this hat, his house.
So the restaurant?
We basically just learned Spencer's entire family are grade A assholes, except for Spencer, who is amazing.
She's got daddy issues, though.
She's got super daddy issues. She's got family issues. She hates her whole family. And basically, Ren's going, or Brit boy, or whatever. He's all like, wow, your family's a dick face. And then they have this whole eye conversation of, I hate my family. Yeah, me too. Can I have some of your drink? Cool.
Yeah, okay. So they play this game called Hilo.
Explain the game to me because I don't really understand.
I think it's just like, the highest point of your day compared to your lowest point of your day, although they never mention the lowest point.
No, I think it's just like who has the best and then they rate it from highest to lowest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe that's
what I got from it. Let's play Hilo, M.
All right.
The highest point of my day today was probably I watched some porn.
Good. My highest point today was probably waking up after drinking 12, 13 drinks last night and not being hungover.
Who wins?
I do. I drank so much last night, you don't even know.
Nah, okay, for real. Highest point of my day.
Oh, wait, that wasn't your real highest point?
No.
Okay, I don't know.
No. I made French toast.
Oh, cool.
Let's cut this whole part out.
But I want to tell you. I had a country-style chicken pie today for breakfast. It was so good.
M is obsessed with chicken pie.
It's good. All right, let's skip past the whole Spencer's daddy family issues. And it shows also how obsessed they are with, like, not doing things for fun. Oh, she's obviously into designing and shit.
I want to do this course at Harless or whatever. It's basically like the whole scene is like the girl's like, I want to have a life that's actually enjoyable. And then the dad's like, what's the point of that? I want to enjoy my time on this planet. Nah, that's dumb. Make money.
And never enjoy your money. Just make it.
Yeah, just make it and put it away and order some of the house cab. Then we go to Emily's bedroom.
And the innuendo
keeps on rolling. They keep rolling that innuendo out.
But you know what I did notice? Emily's got really nice boobs.
They're non-existent.
No, they're there.
Little tiny nip-nips.
No, they're not
my
tiny.
My 10-year-old sister probably has bigger boobs than her.
They're not tiny. I think she's got nice boobs.
Little bee stings. She's got little egg mosquito poached bites. Eggs. Little poached eggs. And then
they talk about sleeping in the middle of the bed, and
I also want to sleep in the middle of the bed. Let's both sleep in the middle of the bed.
Yes, why don't they just fucking fuck already?
Yeah, I know. And then they have that little spoon session, and it's ever so brief before Emily is rudely interrupted by A.
Why would you even, if I was being spooned by someone who I kind of liked, I wouldn't get up to answer my phone.
I know. It's a text. It's probably from, like, Optimus Mum. Do you really want Optimus Mum to, get in on your spoon time? She's obviously enjoying it with her perfectly manicured nails.
Yeah. Who has nails like that if they're, like, into chicks?
Because if you really think about it, all those people out there who aren't into girls, use your imagination. Yeah. Long fingernails. They don't work out. So here's one tip that we've all learned from the L Word. If you want to know if someone's a lesbian, then the first thing you do is look at their fingernails.
Yeah. Well, what if they're a lesbian, but they just don't give sex?
So they're selfish and you don't want to be with that person.
Okay. But then, I mean, that still doesn't mean that they're, you know.
No, but come on. You're of theory that. If like, it's just something you can look for. It's like one part of something that you can add together and maybe, like, something you look for when you're trying to figure out if someone's a lesbian and they maybe don't look too lesbian-y and they have short fingernails. It's like, cool, maybe I'm there.
Yeah, but what about people who just need to have short fingernails for their job?
Well, that's that whole episode of The L Word.
Okay, all
right. She's a chef.
Yes, okay.
Don't tell me you don't enjoy that episode and don't prescribe to that theory.
That is my favourite episode, and yes, I do prescribe to that theory.
Yeah, so tell everyone out there I'm not being a dick.
You're not being a dick.
It's actually something that lesbians know about.
So if you're trying to stay in the closet, grow your fingernails.
Long.
Yeah.
No one will hit on you because they'll think that you are straight as an arrow.
So Hannah comes prancing out of the other room wearing little short shorts.
Where she is stopped by a huge plate of bacon and eggs, and you can see her really trying to restrain herself.
Did you see how many eggs there were there? It was like an entire carton of just eggs.
Well, Americans always have... I mean, okay, I have never actually been to an American breakfast, but in TV shows, when they have breakfast, they have fucking breakfast. Like, when most Australian people have breakfast, they have a bowl of cereal. When people in America have breakfast, the whole table looks like a fucking banquet.
I don't think that's always the case.
It's probably not real. I just mean on TV shows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You walk out and there's three people eating.
There's croissants.
Episode of Charmed where Piper cooks them breakfast? Holy fuck.
Well, she's a fucking chef.
Yeah, but it's like, Jesus.
Yeah, if I had a chef for a sister, I'm sure she'd cook up a storm.
Hi, Piper. I'm waving. I'm waving right now. I'm waving at you, Piper. I love you. Okay.
Anyway, so Detective Dickface is staying the night, obviously.
He's obviously staying the night, yeah. And Hannah looks sufficiently upset.
Yeah, because she's like, what the hell, breakfast? I don't even eat.
Yeah. She's like, how do you think I can resist this bacony smell? Anyway, then we're in Ben's car.
Yeah, Jacob Black.
Jacob's car. He's being a dick about them, like, he's making innuendo about them, which I suppose most guys would do, but the thing is he doesn't know that it's actually true.
Yeah.
And basically, Emily just has this huge denial makeout, like this huge, I'm not a lesbian, kiss me, kiss me, kiss me.
Is that what she was doing, or more of a, she's sexually frustrated because she just slept in bed all night with Maya and now she just needs to get it out?
No, because did you see how Maya like tapped her on the shoulder and was like, you coming, Em? And then she kind of flinches away and she's like, no, I'm not. It's a massive denial makeout.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't even know why she likes him. He's such a jerk.
He seems okay. He's just bloke. He's just blokey. I mean, what's the American? He's just...
manly?
Manly. He's just, yeah. He's in with the boys.
Yeah, he is. Although he doesn't actually get out of the car. Emily gets out of the car and then he just sits in the car and then all his friends walk away. Oh, in that
maybe,
scene.
Maybe he's getting his iPod. Nobody knows. It's a mystery of the show.
Maybe.
But then we've got Hannah saying, I didn't know you were so comfortable with PDA. And then Emily makes this humongous innuendo, as she does in every single line of dialogue, which is just like, maybe nobody knows who I really am or whatever.
Well, you could say that about all the characters, really. So.
Yeah, but hers are bad. I mean, it's not her acting. I actually really genuinely like her as a character and whatever, but her lines are bad.
Yeah.
Her lines are bad.
Well, yeah, it's just, I guess, the writers and how they've written.
Well, they're crap.
Okay.
High fiver. So we're at the cinema watching It Happened One Night.
I've never seen that movie. It's an old movie.
Yeah, it's a classic, but they're using it as, they don't show any of the movie because they want you to just, because they're hoping that all the little teeny bopper people out there haven't seen it, and then you just go, It Happened One Night, innuendo about it happening one night.
So that's when
Piper and Aria see Miss Fitz at the little Stars Hollow cinema, and Piper basically wets her pants
over the think teacher. She should totally get with him, and then, like, just to get back at her husband or whatever.
Yeah, but Piper's not like that.
She might want to be, geez.
She could freeze him in Copperfield, but yeah. I don't think she'd go any further.
I think that would be a really cute couple, actually.
I don't know.
Maybe, like, Mr. Fitz is going to be, like, turned on by Ella because he'll be like, this is what Aria will look like in a couple of years. Hmm.
I like Fitzy and Aria together, though. And he walks up and he's like, how are you?
He says, hey, Aria, not how are
you. How are you? And then they get into the cinemas and he has this like humongous spaz out. They're like, why don't you sit with us? He starts like hyperventilating and flailing around.
And I like it how Ella's like already eaten all her popcorn before the movie starts.
Basically how I am.
Yeah, it's how I am too.
She's talking about Hannah being a fucking fatty and she's got this most humongous, like this, her popcorn's like the size of your head.
Thanks. Which is very small, but not weirdly small.
It's not even small.
It's smaller than your head.
Quite large. Yeah, I have a large head. And that's pretty much it. It's basically like Aria and Fitz sit down next to each other, watch each other's... They're both their favourite movie, apparently, and yeah. Then they caress each other's fingers.
By accident.
Accidentally, but on purpose.
I think Ella kind of knows what's going on, especially when she was like, you didn't tell me he was that young and that cute.
No, I think it's more of one of those things she's like, oh, I think my daughter's got a crush. Like, I don't think she thinks anything of it. I think she's just like, oh, I can see what you mean. Like, she's basically going, I see what you mean. Like, yeah. No wonder you talk about him. I don't think there's anything. Like, she's not worried. Aunt's just sit next to her.
Yeah, true.
She's just like, he's cute. Mm. Hey, get in there. Go get him, tiger.
Yeah, she's saying that to
her
daughter.
She's going back for six, mate. This is one of my favourite scenes.
But it doesn't have Spencer in it. How can it be your favourite scene?
I love / hate the innuendo in this show, and this scene is gold. Because it's basically we've even said we're in Emily's room.
Yep. Emily's mum comes in.
And Emily, and they're having a huge innuendo/eye conversation. You know when they're saying something in out of their mouths, but their eyes are saying completely different things?
Yeah.
And it's basically like Emily's going, Mum, I'm a fucking humongous lesbian. And the mum's like, that's not cool, bro. And then she's just like, but please. And she's like, no, bro. And then she's like, get over it.
And then she starts then trying to clean up the room.
I don't even know you.
Did you notice when she came into the room, she was like looking on the bed and she's like, oh,
yeah, nothing's clean.
She turns into a vacuum cleaner and starts cleaning.
Nah, basically they're really just talking about Allison. You need to find a way to let go of her, get the girls together and have a big naked dance under the moonlight. Use what happened as a way to get back together and, like, let go. Like, all of you need to, like, start the healing process.
Right.
But it was just lame. Because basically Emily's eyes are all like, that's not what I'm talking about, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, she's trying to come out to her.
I'm a lesbian.
And the mum's just not hearing it. She just doesn't want to know. She's in denial.
Yeah, because... She doesn't, things like that, they don't fly in Rosewood. Lifestyles like that don't fly in Rosewood.
That's true.
And she needs to clean up her act. None of that gay shit happened. We're not in San Fran fucking Cisco. We're not in Sydney. We're not in Rio de Janeiro. We're not in Madrid. We're not in Berlin. We're not in Amsterdam.
All right, we get it.
We're not in London.
When she says, I think there's something wrong with me, why would her mum even think she was talking about Alison?
I know.
It's got nothing to do with her.
There's something wrong with me, mum. I want to touch the next door neighbour's privates. The girl one.
She should have just said that.
I know how to come out, okay, to people. If you guys, anyone needs to come out to their parents, I'll give you a written script and it will help you come out. It'll be like, I want to touch a lady in the vagina.
I haven't come out to my parents yet, so don't take any advice from me.
No.
If you want to have advice on how to stay in the closet to your parents, just
shoot me
an email.
I'm
pro.
She is ace at staying in that closet and being quite comfortable there.
Well,
rugging up.
Everyone else knows except for my parents, so it's not like I'm really in the closet.
She's in the closet to her parents. There's a nice little portable TV in there and computer.
I got
Wi-Fi.
Pretty Little Lies there playing.
DVD good. Player. Her closet is cozy.
It is.
And I think it will remain cozy for quite some time. But while we're talking about different countries and that, I want to give a shout out to our random fan in the middle of Russia.
Yeah.
Who are you? And shoot us an email or something and we'll like... We'll talk about, send us a question or something. Send us about where you're from or, because we've got this map of where everyone who's downloaded our podcast is from. And it's like, you know, the obvious, this is America and Britain and all through Europe and Australia and rah, rah, rah. And then we've got this random person and they're not even from like St. Petersburg.
Yeah, it's like in the middle of Russia.
So whoever you are, there's only one of you. If you're listening and you're from Russia, it's probably you. Shoot us an email because we are interested in you.
And also the five random people from Saudi Arabia that listen to our podcast.
The Saudis. How are you?
What up?
And we've also got a whole bunch. Okay, we've got people from up and down the west coast of America, but a lot of people from San Jose. Do you guys all know each other or something?
Yeah, there's like 18 listeners in just from one spot.
Yeah, strange.
I just want everyone to shoot us an email and tell us.
What are you thinking of the podcast so far?
And where you're from. I want to know where you're from.
Where you're from. What are you thinking about the podcast so far? And how many of you would really want me to shut up and want Em to speak more?
I do speak. Anyway, it's podcastpll@gmail.com.
Podcastpll@gmail.com.
And we had to change our Twitter as well because it was too similar to another podcast Twitter. Anyway, our Twitter is -mpll.
-mpll.
Which would be DASHEMPLL.
And that's our Twitter.
Spencer's house.
Yes, we've got basically more bursa sacks and British pretentiousness leads to awkward and unbelievable macking.
Yep.
Whilst Chanel sees opportunity for drama.
I think that, I know you're going to hate me, but I think that Melissa is a lot prettier than Spencer.
Come again?
I think she's prettier. I'm not saying that.
Sorry, what?
I'm not saying that Spencer is ugly. I'm saying that Melissa is prettier than Spencer.
Are you speaking English? I don't understand what you just said.
That's just my opinion.
Just save yourself and move on from this.
Save
yourself from a cork in the arm.
A cork in the head. Do you remember that? Do you remember?
Yes. I'll do it again.
All right. Anyway, so Ren, the English guy, makes out with Spencer. For some reason.
Talks about her bursa sacks again? Seriously, dude. Seriously.
No, then he goes, I appreciate beauty.
his accent isn't real. Like, can someone get back to us? Like, his accent, if you're listening from Britain, right, tell me his accent sounds
off.
Like, I think he's probably British.
He is British.
But he's not from wherever he's trying to put his accent from. Like, Oxford or wherever he's saying he's from. He's not.
I don't think he's from Oxford. He just went to Oxford.
Well, maybe he is from Oxford. He's putting on one of those northern type, I'm rich person accent. But I don't think he is. He sounds just stunted and wrong.
I know what you mean. Like there's something off
about it.
With his accent.
All I'm saying is if anyone knows, can they get back to us? So basically, yeah, it just comes to a head. Their flirting comes to a head. They make out and the evil Ice Queen bitch sister sees and is just like, she's not even cut. She's just like, good. She's stoked. She's like, more ammunition, because she's basically just pure evil.
She just doesn't like Spencer.
She will be, probably be someone who Parker will have to vanquish later on.
I think so.
Yeah. That's basically going to happen. Straight up to Spencer's house.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Pretty Little Perfection wakes up in the morning with her perfectly glossed lips.
Yes. Who looks like that when they wake up in the morning?
Spencer does.
Sure.
Don't even question it.
And then she looks out the window and she sees Brit Boy taking his one tennis racket away.
His one box of stuff. And he's taking himself out of the
barn that was meant to be Spencer's in the first place.
Yeah.
I wonder if she'll get to keep the barn.
No, she won't. Ice Queen is Ice Queen.
Yeah, that's
probably
true.
Not until Piper vanquishes her. So then we go to Hannah at the mall.
Well, actually, it's in the car park.
Well, in the car park of the mall where she gets bailed up by Detective Dickface.
Is he, like, following her or...?
A little bit.
Could he be A? Could he?
Easily. He could be, but...
Because he has the power to be, like, to have the surveillance,
yeah, surveillance
and shit.
And stuff. But I don't think he will end up being A, but... Because why would he be fucking with them if he was?
Probably because he wants to freak them out and try and get the truth out.
He wants to freak them out and try and get them into his sex cult.
No, okay, let's look at the facts. He thinks that they know something. Which they could or could not know. I don't know. Not sure yet. And he has the whole surveillance thing down. He can send text messages and, like, scramble the numbers and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
And so I think maybe he's doing that to scare them and think that Allison knows all their secrets and whatever.
That's what he's doing is illegal. It's harassment.
Yeah, but has he was covering up her fucking petty theft.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, why? What's his motivation for doing any of that?
Because he wants to find out who Allison's killer is. I think it's
why doesn't he just be a normal detective and not freak everyone out and do
because
go
I think
against the law?
He's probably some sort of psychotic person.
Yeah,
and also because if he solves this case, it'll be huge for his career.
It makes more sense that he's trying to start a sex cult.
Okay, we'll just go with your theory then. I think Detective Dickface is looking good for A right now.
No, I don't think he's going to be A. I think A is A. I think A is Allison.
Right, well.
I genuinely think she's still alive.
I think it could be two people, possibly Detective Dickface and, like, Mona or something like that.
Mona couldn't fucking navigate her way out of a wet paper bag.
Well,
maybe she's a minion.
Yeah, maybe she's working for Detective
but I don't
Dickface.
Think so.
All right, well,
she's
that's
way too dumb.
Yeah, I guess.
And annoying.
Maybe
and
she's
just... even Detective Dickface would be like, "You're annoying. Get out."
Well, okay. What about this? Like, what if Allison was, I don't know, seeing a therapist or something and decided to, like, tell, you know, all the secrets and shit, and then, like, the police got hold of her file and, like...
This is pretty far-fetched, even worse than the actual show.
No, and then Detective Dickface finds this file and knows all of their secrets and is A and just, like, trying to freak them out.
So now we are in the street, basically watching... Well, okay, for this scene, this is actually a fact. They got a guest director to come in for this scene.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It is the president of Toyota.
I actually thought that you knew a fact that I did not know.
No.
And I was like, why would they get a director just for one scene? That's ridiculous.
No.
I thought that they, you know, decided to, like, think, what should we do? Let's just play some music. Oh, a police song. Let's just put this... straight into the show.
A police song.
Yeah, isn't it the police who sing that song?
It's a chick.
No. The police song, you know, about the teacher.
Oh, yeah. That what you just said didn't make any sense.
You don't make sense.
Your mum doesn't make sense.
Yeah, she does.
Anyway, so it's basically a humongous Toyota ad.
It is. There's a lot of...
The music, the rain, and you even had a slogan, buy a Toyota.
Get the jail bait.
Yeah. that's it. Oh, there's nothing else you can say. I mean, there's a rain, there's a Toyota, there's the beautiful interior of the Toyota, there's the music, there's the kissing.
Yeah. It does look like a Toyota ad, actually.
Yeah, it does. That's what I mean. It's the whole style.
Except there's
of it.
No there's
so
no
different.
One jumping out going, woo, when you do that, oh, what a feeling thing.
Oh, what a feeling. Toyota. That's I should do that at the end. That'd
yeah.
be awesome.
But again, back to that police song thing.
Yeah,
I was listening to the podcast, the official
Wait,
one.
I don't think, because I was confused, maybe everyone, you're talking about the song The Police, Don't Stand So Close to Me by
the Police.
And you're saying that the whole storyline between Ezra and Arya
is like
that,
that
song.
Yes.
Which that song is about, you know, student-teacher
relationship.
Loves.
Yeah. So, and in a verse of the song, it goes on about the student is walking home in the rain and the teacher's got is in his car and it's all dry and he wants to pick her up, but he knows that he shouldn't. So that was that whole bit. And Lucy Hale was talking about that bit in the show and how people kept referring to her and they're like, oh, it's just like the Police song. And she was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Just like me.
No, as in like she didn't know that song. And she didn't know.
Strange that she hasn't seen Glee.
So then we're in the cafe again and Emily's sitting there looking at her wristband that has her own name on it just in case she forgets her own name.
Yeah, I thought that would be gay. So then we have a flashback and Allison is passing out little knick-knack presents to all her little BFFs. Minions/BFFs.
Yeah.
And they all have their own names on and they're all supposed to be all sisterhood of the traveling death squad. Basically, this scene is just showing us that number one, Allison is a super manipulative bitch. And there goes my phone. Number two, Emily's fucking gay. And number three, Hannah is so fat in this flashback that they can't even fit her on the screen. No screen time.
She's sitting there in the corner.
Yeah, in the corner, but they can only get sort of like a little bit of her in the shot.
Allison's super flirty.
Yeah. Can you put this on for me, Em? She's just being manipulative. I don't think she has any feelings for Emily at all. She's just manipulating her.
Yeah, but why would she make out with her then?
To manipulate her.
Into what?
Into basically doing whatever she wants. Like she's just to make her fall fawning in love. Her. Yeah, yeah, she's just fawning her. She's just like, Emily, in every scene, Emily's just like, oh my God, I'm so in love with you. Why? I don't know. I don't know why you would be, but she's just manipulating her.
Yeah.
Doing whatever she wants.
I think, yeah, maybe like, I don't know. I can't really talk about it without talking about future episodes, so.
Okay, well, let's not do that and go on to the next.
So, Aria walks into her house all wet and dripping from the rain.
Basically, it's like the dad is like, Aria, get over it. And Aria's like, okay.
Yeah, but
then they eat Chinese.
First, it kind of seems like you don't know what he's talking about. Like, he's like, I know what you're doing. Or like, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty vague.
Yeah, it is pretty vague.
But then it's just like, I don't know. It just seemed to be like resolved too quickly. It's just like, Aria, get over it. And she's like, okay. And then they're like, let's eat Chinese. And then she's like, but I have to get change first.
Well, they talk about it, like how he's like, I still have to see her kind of thing.
But basically it's just her going like, okay, we're not cut anymore.
Yeah.
We're buds.
We're all happy. I'm not going out with my friends anymore. I'm just going to hang out with my fams.
And then I can't get over Piper's hypocrisy. She's all like, Hannah's such a fatty. And then every scene she's fucking chowing down. She's just like popcorn, Chinese.
She likes her food, all right?
Oh.
Let the woman eat.
Piper is the reason Americans are so fat.
Don't blame Piper for this.
Even in Charm, she was a freaking chef. And then she encouraged alcoholism with the opening of P3.
And dancing.
Ugh, alcoholism and dancing.
And mixing of the sexes.
And witchcraft.
She's just evil.
She's the reason for all the bad that is in America right now. Then we've got
Spencer. Running.
My lady.
With her little iPod.
Yeah, having a nice bit of a jog.
Yep, bit of product placement. And then so she turns around a corner and who's sitting there on a bench doing absolutely nothing in the middle of the day? Yeah,
doing nothing wrong. Cue overreaction. There's basically Jenna texting, a blind person can text? And then Spencer's like, it must be something to do with us.
Yeah.
And then she like runs away.
She doesn't run away. No, she just sits there staring.
But then the scene cuts and then you can imagine her just fleeing and Jenna turning into this giant flame monster and just being like,
but you actually see like she goes send text and then she like slowly turns to the side like she can kind of like hear.
No, she can't hear. She can see. She's not blind.
I think she's a little bit blind.
Okay, she's a little bit blind. She's blinded one eye. One eye got exploded and the other one's fine. And then she had a facelift. And then she got, what did you say?
Skin.
Nerve reconstruction.
Maybe she got her eyeballs replaced. Who knows?
Yeah, so then it's just the stupid thing of like Spencer's freaked out by the fact that Jenna's texting.
Well, she has this little typey thing.
Yeah, and then
she can just send the text.
Yeah, lots of blind people have those.
I know, but I think it's because she thinks that Jenna could be A. Well, that's what it's insinuating anyway.
Yeah, but
How could a blind person be A?
How could she come to that conclusion?
I don't really know.
It's stupid. Okay, and then we finish. And overall, I wasn't as impressed with this episode as I was with the last. Except it does contain my favourite scene so far, which is the Spencer playing hockey.
Yeah, I didn't like this episode as much, but
next episode's pretty good.
What's the next one?
don't remember, but I remember thinking it was better than this one.
Okay.
I'll have to watch it again.
Right.
And then we will podcast
next week. Hope you like our podcast.
And we'll see you again very soon.